This is KUT. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is handling an increased demand for hunter education from Latinos. In recent years, the department has begun offering the course in Spanish. And as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, the move not only reflects the changing demographics of the state, but could also help Texas combat one of its most unwelcome pests.
Dalia Zuniga is clutching a gun tightly as she takes aim at a practice target sheet. Zuniga is getting her certification so she can legally hunt in Texas. Her husband took the two-day hunter education course from Texas Parks and Wildlife with her. So did their 10-year-old daughter.
I really like nature, and since he does too, we're taking this together so we can all share in it, the whole family.
Hispanics are poised to surpass non-Hispanic whites in Texas as a majority racial group by about 2020. And the changing demographics comes across in the demand for this course. This class last month in Austin had about 20 people. When course instructor Maria Araujo launched these classes in 2008, only 6 or 7 students attended. Sometimes Araujo has to turn someone away.
I teach in Austin at least one class every year, and I am getting requests to go and teach classes in Spanish in other parts of the state. I've already taught 2 classes in Port Arthur, for example. I also had to go and train one of our state park staff to teach the class in Spanish in the Big Bend region.
Araujo says she's spending more time traveling to distant parts of the state teaching in Spanish. She says parents like the Zunigas motivate her to put in all this effort. She remembers one Spanish-speaking student back in 2006 who had gotten fined for hunting without certification. He didn't know he needed to take this class.
If we had not been able to serve this parent, we would lose the next generation of children interested in participating in an activity. And I cannot think of anything more important than parents being able to expose their children to recreational activities like hunting.
So she volunteered to translate a class in English for him until she began having too many students and started teaching in Spanish in 2008.
That's what motivated me, because at the end of the class, this little kid, he was very excited that his father had finally got the certificate and that they were going to be able to continue to go hunting.
Anyone born after September 1971 is required to get certified in Texas. Hunters also need to buy a license. Fines for not following procedure can range from $25 to $500. Usually a judge will give hunters a chance to take the class within a certain time frame, and then the citation gets reduced or dismissed. Araujo says in her class she focuses on getting things right, so her students avoid these fines and get others to hunt too.
All the funds that come in for the sale of licenses or this public hunting permit, it has to be put back into these programs. Plus, another important thing about hunting is that it is a management. It's a wildlife management tool.
Texas needs help with one animal in particular.
Feral hogs. We need a lot of help hunting feral hogs.
Feral hogs destroy vegetation underground, like roots or bulbs. In Texas, they cause about $500 million in damages each year. They also bring E. coli into ponds, creeks, and riverbanks through their waste. Mark Tyson is with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.
With more folks out on the ground conducting hunting and trapping and all other legal methods for reducing feral hogs would actually increase the harvest rate, which would get us moving closer towards curbing population growth.
Texas has about 2.5 million feral hogs. In 2010, roughly 750,000 of them were harvested, about 29% of the population. Even still, their numbers have continued to rise.
To hold the population steady, in other words, for the population not to continue growth, a harvest rate of 66% would actually need to be accomplished.
Roughly 10 classes in Spanish are offered a year. Outside this certification class in Austin, Dalia Zuniga is judging her target sheet.
Yeah, that was nice. Very nice.
Not right in the center, but close enough. All I need is practice.
She says she'll get to practice when she and her family go deer hunting in San Angelo next month. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.